Good morning, everyone. I hope everyone had a very nice Yom Tif. So we're holding now Simen Resh Chaf Beis Sif Dalet. We're going to finish Simen Resh Chaf Beis Berachas Hayda Satoy Hara, and we're going to start Simen Resh Chaf Gimel Sif Aleph, which will discuss if someone makes a bracha when they have a child. Zok Demachaber Sif Dalet Page Kuf Lamedches. Welcome to Torah anytime. Mevarach Al Toiva HaToiva HaMeitiv. You make a bracha on good news, hateva hametiv, even if someone is scared that maybe as a result of this good news, there will end up being something ra. Someone found a metziah, he's worried maybe the king will hear that he found this metziah, and for some reason the king will take away everything he has. You make a bracha on the ra, barak dayan ames, even if it could result in something good. There was a lot of an abundance of water was washed out his field. Even though at the end, when the flood leaves, at the end of the day, your field will have had been watered. So there is some benefit. Still, since when it comes, it's terrible. You make a bracha, barak dayan ha'emes. Zok the Mishnah Berurah of Kotten, hey, afa bishay yarei ki ein lanu le'estaka ba'asit she'ev shishlagiya kain. He's quoting the Rambam in Parashat Mishnayis. This is a Musar Haskil. Person should not worry really what will be in the future because who knows if it will happen. You're right. This thing which is good now may lead to something bad, and maybe it won't. So there's no reason to be concerned about that. Right now it's good. You make a teva ha'metiv. And if something ends up bad ends up happening, so then you make a barak dayan ha'emes at that point, or at that point it will be bad. But at the kapana right now, since it's good, you make a teva hametiv. Unless obviously if something was clear, if it was vade that it's going to be bad, then you can't make a teva hametiv now, because then essentially what happened now is not good. But if it's only a suffix, then you make a teva hametiv. So they're gonna tell on him, and the king will take everything he has. This whole halacha is discussing where he has other people in the house who are also going to benefit, because whenever you have only yourself who benefits, then you make a shechiyonu. If you have other people with you that benefit, then you make a toiv hametiv, a toiv to you and metiv to others. If it only has, is only good for you and no one else, only make a shechiyonu. A few different good things that can happen to a person, some good, some bad. And what brachas do we make? Sort of a continuation from the same inyan as the last simon. If someone's wife gives birth to a male child, you make a teva hametiv. She also makes the bracha. However, if his wife dies in childbirth, then he only makes a shechiyonu because there is no good done to someone else. If his wife is still alive, so it's toiv to him, meitiv to his wife. So to vice versa, she makes a bracha toiv to her, meitiv to her husband. But if the wife died in childbirth, he only makes a shechiyonu. If the father dies before the baby's born, he mevarecha shechiyonu. Then she only makes a shechiyonu. She doesn't make a teva hameitiv because her husband is no longer alive. Some say this bracha is not a chayva; it's only a reshus, and therefore, from that, it became a minhag to be lenient with many of these brachas. And I don't have my svarim with me right now. I'm out of town. But I do recall that we spoke about this before. And if I remember correctly, we said, maybe it's printed in Rabbi Bodner's book, in Hilchos Brachos, maybe the second book, the one that talks about Birchas Shechiyanu, the brachas for all seasons. Maybe in there it's printed on the bottom. And it says that the minig by Rav Schneer Kotler, the minig of Lake, he said not to make the bracha when someone gives birth to a child. You don't make a bracha. And it said over there a story that there were two Yungalite from Lakewood who gave birth, and they asked a shiloh to Rabbi Yashiv. They said, listen, we're from Lakewood. The minhag in Lakewood is not to make a bracha. Should we make a bracha? Rabbi Yashiv basically said he doesn't really care what the minhag in Lakewood is. The Mefarash Gemara, Mefarash Halacha, he's supposed to make the bracha. So we see over here, obviously, two, I guess, strong opinions. If one should or one shouldn't, everyone should follow the minhag. The minhag in Lakewood still is, I live there, so it still is, that they many do not make a bracha when they have a baby, but there are places in the world where they do make a bracha, and everyone should follow their minhag. So for those who do make the bracha, we'll go through the halachas over here and see what exactly and when exactly they should make the bracha. Zaksim ka anal from the Mishnah Berurah. Yalda. Even if the father did not see the baby, but he heard, he's in a different city and he hears that his wife has a baby, he makes the bracha. So it's called even if you had a house full of boys, the and he has a desire to have a girl, so we should be mekayim mitzvahs, mitzvahs per revu. Which requires, if he pashtus, the boy and the girl. Still, even though he wants to be mekayim the mitzvah and he wants a girl, you don't make a bracha on the daughter, you make a bracha only on the son. However, even though we can't make a teva hametiv, because the bracha here is not on the good tidings that he had a girl, but when he sees her, he makes a shechiyano. Someone that has a good friend who doesn't see for 30 days, he makes a shechiyano. So seeing his new baby girl is not any worse than seeing his good friend, so he can make a shechiyano when he sees the baby. But he's not going to make a bracha of hatoyva hamaita when he hears about it, or even the shechiyano when he hears about it. Only when he sees her, then he'll make the shechiyano, because that's a different din. He's making a shechiyano, the same simcha he has when seeing a good friend every 30 days, as opposed to someone who has a boy, a male, a ben zachar. He will make a bracha atayva hametiv when he hears about it, as long as his wife is still alive, and that's that. Fine. Zog siv katan gimel. Zog siv katan gimel. I'm just looking at the side, I see number 3 on the side in the Dirshu. It says that someone has a daughter after many years where he had no children. Someone was childless for many years, and he comes with a bas, a daughter. Rabbi Yashiv says that he could make a bracha teva hameita because he did not have children for so many years. The simcha is so great. It's such a good, it's such a toiv that he got this child that he can make that bracha. Eidach, he says, if Nissan Karel said not to make a bracha teva hameita, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky also says that the bracha of a teva. Only for a ben zachar, not for a bas. Okay, that's a machlekes. Zok the mishnah berurah siv katan gimel mevarach atoyva hametiv. Excuse me, atoyv loy the nichalei bezachar. Good to him because he wants the zachar. Vegam toyv lo, so it's good for his wife. Shagam lo nichal ben zachar. She's also happy with the ben zachar. Afilo hayilan kvar kama banim. If they already had many many sons, they still make the bracha. I am a premier gadim da afidu umlay berach take a kishashama gam king yibarach lekuli yama da dayan ateva and imshachas. Even if you did not make the bracha right away, it means you should make the bracha right away. I think they say even take the dibra zechat chila. However, you could still make it later. The teva is nimshach that you have this son. It's an interesting bir halacha here. The first one he quotes in the bir halacha that your rabbi brings a sefer chasidim. Who adin if you have a grandchild kishneila livnoyu levitei bein. If you have a good friend who's a tzaddik v'chassid and he has a son, or your daughter or your son has a child, you have a grandson, you'll also make the bracha. Amnam, the Bialacha argues, he says, based on what he saw in the Chuvas of Rajba, it's Muchak the Rajba would argue, because the Rajba says, you don't make a bracha on any particular hana that you or others have. Shem Kaney said, even a karachanta, a new type of vegetable, you would make a teva hametiv, and that we don't find. We don't make a teva hametiv on that. So we see from here that there are only specific cases where they're misak in the bracha of a teva hametiv. And he says, even the Gemara, when it asks, b'yolda ish de'zachar, it asks over there, do you have other people with you that you can make a teva hametiv, right? You only make a teva hametiv if you have someone else in the shutif with you in it. And the Gemara answers, you have your wife. Tepik lei fekta bir alacha, you have other children, you have other people living in the house that are happy. Everyone's happy when there's a ben zachar born. Elamai, he said, bracha zu is only someone who has specific te'elas vehana, like yiridas geshamim or a yerusha or a riboy of yayin, where other people join the wine. There are a few cases where Chazal were mesak in the bracha v'atei v'hameitev, and only there. And one case is where you have Sima Kufayin and Hay, a lot of wine. We discussed that in Sima Kufayin and Hay. Or if you have a Yerusha, we'll see in this Simon. Or if rainfall is down, we saw in the last Simon, this Reish Chafalef, 2 Simanim ago. So you can't just make a Teva HaMeita by any good news. And therefore, and someone else has a child, or you have a grandson, maybe you would not be able to make a bracha of Teva HaMeita. And the Be'er Lachon continues and he writes, he says, the reason why you make a Teva HaMeita when you have, when your wife has a Zachar, says, because you, the father and mother have a specific Tayelis. First of all, the child is going to help with the Kvura. They're going to bury the parents. And it's Hashem, Acher may have asked him, the child will help with the burial. Every person wants Yarshan. They want people to inherit them. And that only applies to children, not to grandson, to a son, not to a grandson, which is interesting because I'm just thinking, based on today's society, really a girl, a bas, really helps out a lot also. Although the Torah says, Yaziv, Adamas Ish, I'm sorry, King Yaziv is Avivas Imavidavik the Ishtan, that's the husband to the wife, I'm sorry. But it does say for mitzvahs kibud av ein, let's say stuff like that, where a woman's first achrayis is to her husband, and then to her parents, not to her parents first. Afal pikin, we do find in today's society that a lot of times it is the girls that are home and stay home and come back home much more even after they get married. And a person may think, may say that the svaras of mara lekvura, someone that's here to help with the kvura, or midas kol adam to even the yarshan, maybe would apply also a little bit to nekevus these days, like upon him. But the halacha only says it by a zachar is there to help with the kvura for his parents, achar may have asked him, and old people, they want Yarshim, and I guess the Zachar is the one who is the Yarish, and therefore specifically Zakta Bir Halacha by a son, we're going to make the bracha, and he ends off the Toiv Lamayit, the brachas Elu, B'davar Shaniska Behedya. In general, we're Memayit with these brachas, we don't look to make them or we don't have to, and that's maybe one of the reasons why, like the Ramah spoke out, the minhag to be Mekel with a lot of these brachas is not really a Chayva, it's a Rishus. But I'll call upon him for sure when it comes to a grandson. We would not make the bracha. Zakta Mishnah Berurah of Katan Dalad. Ve'emesa Ishta Yishayim Adam Mechaber Pala Gazet. Some say that the Mechaber argues, and this is really the Afilu Mesa Ishta Belitim Mevarcha Toiv HaMeitiv. They want to say that even if the woman dies in childbirth, you would still make a Toiv HaMeitiv. Ve'chazes really Gamkin a Taz Ladina. The time of Shal Taz. Why does the Taz say you'd make a Toiv HaMeitiv even if the woman dies in childbirth? Mekamakim Yesh a Toiv HaShishir LaZachar Ba'Olam, because she still has good, because she left over a Zachar in the world. So even though she's no longer alive, but there's a Hana Ruchni. In Shemayim, she has a Hana that she left over a Zachar. So you can still say a Teva HaMeitiv because the father has a Shutiv, the mother, even though she's not alive, but she's having Hana Ruchni, Ayin Sham. Avul B'maruk Tia Palagazet. The Yavit argues that Birchata Teva HaMeitiv is the Raka Hana Gashmis. The Yavit says a Teva HaMeitiv is only on a Hana Gashmis, not on a Ruchni. So Chem Lech Chamudish or Levosh or Chay Adam. They all pass like the Ramah that if the woman dies in childbirth, then the father does not make a Teva HaMeitiv, he only makes a Shechiyonu. So it's called, hey, Belidta, Beloshen Zeh, Mashman, the Chara, the Mesa, Eza, Shois, Acher, Leidah, Sama, Baruch, Teva HaMeitiv. It sounds like if she was alive during the childbirth and she died only a few hours later, you would make a Teva HaMeitiv. The father would make a Teva HaMeitiv. She was happy before she died. I am Bir Halacha, who discussed this more in depth. Ayn Chan, Divir Maskal Belidta. Zogs of Kotan Vav. Mevarach Shechiyanu, Aledas HaBen, El Shem Etchila Tzarek Lahaktim Mevarach Dayan HaEmes Al Misasa. The Ramah said that if the Ishta, if the guy's wife died, he makes a Shechiyanu, but first he makes Dayan HaEmes on that which he died. The Brichas Dayan HaEmes, he Choyva. Kid La'il B'Sin Reish Chav Beis of Gimel. Dayan HaEmes is a Choyv. And that he has to make. Mevarach Hazud the Shechiyanu, Yesh HaEmes Shein El Rishos, because of the Kamei. And this bracha, the Ramah said, is only a rishos. So it's only a rishos. He first makes the bracha of the chayva. I do think that he does wait until after the burial, because when he's an oinid, he doesn't make the bracha. After the burial, that's when he'll make the dayan emes on his wife, and then he'll make the shechiyanu on the child. So we've got in zayin bebracha zu perish bebircha shechiyanu meishi hirak rishos. Some people are lenient with this because it's only a rishos. Sheikar bircha shechiyanu niskan al davar habam isman lezman kumayadim. Shechiyanu was not really niskan on giving birth, something which just happened one time. It's more something which is recurring that happens, you know, from time to time. So So the Mishavura here is arguing a little bit on what I said before. The Mishavura, or I guess I was arguing what the Mishavura says. Not me, I was quoting earlier people. The Mishavura seems to be saying that the Iker Minog, the halacha, that it's a Rishus on a Chayva is on Shechiyonu. Shechiyonu on a childbirth. Because Shechiyonu is really something which comes in Zman Lezman. But a Taiva HaMeitiv, that on the Ben Zachar, that sounds like the Mishavura is saying you should say 100%. And maybe that's why the Rabbi Yasha was saying to the people that asked him, of course you should make a Taiva HaMeitiv. However, although that's the case, the minig is still in Lakewood and Rav Shneur held the weight, and there are others also. You can check up in that safer there from Rav Bodner. It does bring down in the bottom more Ma'amar Kaimis for it. And the minig in Lakewood is not to make a bracha. In many other places, I do believe that it came from this idea that a lot of these brachas we view as rishus, and I guess a lot of times we're also not sure the exact halachas of them, so we don't make them, or we don't have to. Like the Bir Halacha said before, Toiv Lemayi, Brachas Eilu, Darvish, and Niska Behedya, that's anything which is not Behedya, we're not going to make it. Even if it is Behedya, there are any sort of Sveikas, we get nervous if we should make it. I think that's where the Minhag developed, that we're very hesitant to make these Brachas. Akaponim, so it's not what we're here for today. So we learned today that if someone has a Toiva that happens to him, that would qualify as something which would allow him to make the Bracha, Toiva HaMeitiv, and he's nervous that it may lead to something that's just not good, still he makes the bracha. Don't think about what's going to be in the future. It's a suffix. Don't worry so much about things that may happen and may not happen. And if someone has a baby, so the halacha says a baby boy, you make a teva ha-metiv. He benefited, his wife benefited from it. And we only say it by a son, not by a grandson, and not by your good friend having a child, because a teva ha-metiv is specific for four different types of things so far that we saw. By a rebuy of Yain and Simon Kufay and Hay, by Yeridus Geshamim and Reish Chaf Aleph, and also by Yerusha, which we'll see in this Simon. Yerusha, I think, is going to be in the next Sif, tomorrow's page. And that is, and over here by a Ben Zachar, by a Bas Nekeva, a daughter has a, when someone has a daughter, then there is no Bracha Vateva Hamete, but when he sees her the first time, it's like Gara from seeing his good friend every 30 days, and he'll make a Bracha of Shechianu. Now, the Ramah did say if the wife dies in childbirth, then the husband only makes a Shechiyonu, not a Teva HaMeitiv. Even though she has a Hana Ruchni, there's no Nagashmir, so there's no Bracha of a Teva HaMeitiv, only a Shechiyonu. However, the Bracha would first be dying in the MS, which I think would be after the Kvura when he's no longer in Einain, or whenever the Anina stops, if they, even if it's before the Kvura, there could be a time where the Anina stops, then he'd make the Bracha of of Shechiyonu, and then first die in the MS, then Shechiyonu. However, this bracha of Shechiyonu, the Ramah spoke out that it's really only Rishus on a Chayva, and many are Meiko with it. The Mishabura writes that don't learn from here to anywhere else, any other halacha which it says to make brachas. You should make it, but there are many who are noig not to make these brachas. Some say without Shem Malchus, everyone should ask a Shaila, and continue doing their minhag, and we'll continue with them tomorrow. Sif Beis, everyone should have a good tomorrow and a wonderful night.